It's Relationship Intervention.
I'm a really picky eater. Basically, everything at Thanksgiving makes my stomach upset. I always get bullied for my food choices. My aunt kind of hosts this huge, big production Thanksgiving. I just really just want to bring my own food. Should I tell her ahead of time so that we can put this uncomfortable conversation out of the way?
That was Anna's dilemma, and here's your advice.
I'm a vegetarian as well. I also typically bring a dish to pass that's vegetarian friendly.
You know, it's 2024. It's time, you know, we start standing up for ourselves with these family traditions. You like what you like.
Anna, after the calls and the text messages and the Facebook messages, what did you decide?
So I ended up calling my aunt and I told her that I'm vegetarian now, but like I kind of explained that like I was having stomach issues also. So I told her that I would bring like a couple vegetarian dishes for everyone to try, but she said being vegetarian is made up and it's not good for me and that I'm like killing myself slowly and that I need protein.
Yeah.
She said that I'm going to waste away to nothing.
Yeah, see, that's that opinionated people are going to pull that stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, how did the conversation end? What'd you say?
She basically just said, like, she's going to make the salad and the dishes, and I can't bring anything. And she said, if I bring something, it's going to mess everything up. So I think I'm just going to, like, eat before I come and, like, put stuff on my plate and, like, push the potatoes around.
Move it around.
Move it around. Make it look like you ate
That's
something.
What I was gonna
say. I'm kind of full here.
Oh.
I guess I had too many rolls.
Anna, I mean, we mentioned talking with your mom. Is there a way for you to kind of bring your mom into this a little bit and just kind of tell her like, mom, this is what's happening. And because you're not going to change your aunt's opinion. We all have opinionated family members. You are not going to change them. You can only change how you respond to them.
Especially one who has, as you mentioned yesterday, been in a cookbook or a cooking magazine.
Yeah. And she's going to be set in her ways.
Yeah.
And I give you credit because you did your part in this. You tried to explain your side of this situation and she just didn't want to hear it. And it really does sound like for her, it's personal, though it shouldn't be, because she identifies with food and with cooking. So I'm sorry that she's making you feel that way. And no, being vegetarian is not made up, by the way.
No, it's not.
And you're not going to waste away anything. I'm sure you get your protein in other ways. So eating before you go might be the best idea. And how long do you have to really stick around? You know, just 2 hours or so and then you're out.
My mom basically just said, pretend to eat the food, keep the peace. But she was the one who kind of was encouraging me just to bring something on the side. And like,
that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know, put it in the fridge in the garage.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this sounds like this is an ego thing for your aunt. This is her ego talking. Well, we hope you can still enjoy being together with family, which is what it's about, even though sometimes that can get sidelined compared to all these other opinions and issues and things that go on with family dynamics.
What you do in your life and stuff like that. Right.
Yeah, right. And
it is food. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a pretty good attitude about it. And we're hopeful that some of these calls could help you out and work through this situation you're having when it comes to Thanksgiving coming up. Hang in there. And I'm glad you talked to your mom. You do all you could do. And yeah, you have a game plan going into the holiday. And when the holiday wraps up, you can go on your merry way and hopefully not have to lose any sleep over this.
Yeah, try and have a happy Thanksgiving, Anna.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm just going to look forward to Christmas. My grandma said she would make me some vegan food, so I got excited.
Oh, grandma's, there you go.
Grandmas are good for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being on Relationship Intervention. Thanks for chatting with us. And who else is listening that has a problem? They want advice from the public, because that's what you Mix listeners do. You offer that advice. Send us a message right now. We could be talking to you next. Send that message at facebook.com/991TheMix. Thanks so much, Anna, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.